I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israel has unleashed its largest wave of airstrikes across Lebanon since agreeing to a ceasefire with Hezbollah last Wednesday, killing at least 11 people. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Since the ceasefire, Israel carried out at least 4 airstrikes and an artillery barrage in southern Lebanon, including a drone strike that killed a person on a motorcycle, according to Lebanese state media. Hezbollah then launched projectiles on an Israeli military position in a disputed area known as the Shebar Farms, in what Hezbollah called a defensive and warning response after repeated violations of the ceasefire deal by Israel. Israel's latest string of airstrikes against what it said were Hezbollah fighters' infrastructure and rocket launches across Lebanon was in response to Hezbollah firing the 2 projectiles. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, in Gaza, the World Food Program, or WFP, Deputy Executive Director Carl Scow warned Monday the hunger situation in the enclave is getting desperate. He said the WFP was only able to deliver aid to some 300,000 to 400,000 Palestinians in November across the Gaza Strip due to the ongoing Israeli military offensives and the looting of convoys. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels Tuesday as continued aid to Ukraine and its war with Russia remains at the top of the agenda. Speaking to reporters ahead of the meeting, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said NATO allies need to continue providing military assistance to Ukraine so it is in a better position to negotiate peace.
But I would argue, let's not have all these discussions step by step on what a peace process might look like. Make sure that Ukraine has what it needs to get to a position of strength when those peace talks start, when the Ukrainian government has decided they are ready to do so.
Rutte said the ministers will also discuss Russia and China's recent efforts to destabilize NATO allies through cyber attacks and blackmail schemes. This is VOA News.